It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about spring cleaning, but it's not about baseboards and bathrooms. We're talking about different ways we can spring clean our lives.
And today we're going after that to-do list that always seems to be way too long. Don't get me wrong, I love a good to-do list because it helps keep me organized. But like a lot of moms, I'm guilty of filling my list with too many things, mostly because I have a hard time saying no.
I hear ya. I have a hard time doing it too. But learning how to say no is fast becoming an important life skill. There are endless things that can compete for your time, so you really do have to be selective about what you commit to, especially if you're raising kids who need your attention. So how do you say no without being rude or upsetting people or feeling guilty about it later?
Well, I'm still learning how to do this, but the experts say that saying no is all about how you say it. It's good to be sympathetic, but not overly apologetic or wishy-washy. For example, you could say, "I am so sorry, but it just doesn't fit with my schedule right now." Remember that you don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for why you can't do something, and if they insist on having one or they get pushy, then they are the ones being rude, not you.
Oh, another option is to say, "I can't do what you're asking, but I can do this," and then make a smaller commitment that you can fit into your schedule. For more tips on spring cleaning your to-do list, visit our website at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.